So, there he is there in the back. So, Reinald and Christelle, I want to ask you guys to please come to the front. Can just stand here. You know, what a privilege it is just basically to share a moment like this with them as parents. And I just want to give a special welcome to Opa Chris and Oma Gerda sitting in the back. Baie welkom by ons vanoggend. So, voorreg om julle hier te hê. I think the first question we need to ask ourselves is why do we do a baby dedication? Why is it important to do a baby dedication? Or what happens when we do a baby dedication? And basically, why we do a baby dedication is because we as parents, we realize that there's this big responsibility that God is giving us when he gives us a child. And I think it's also a place where we realize that what we're supposed to do, we can't do in ourselves. So we need God's help in doing that. So what we do with the baby dedication is we just dedicate our child back to God and we ask him for his help in raising that child. Because with every child that's born, God has a plan with their lives. There's never a moment where a child is born where it's not God's plan. And there's always, I believe, a blessing on that child, and a special gifting that God gives to that child. And responsibility is on us as parents to bring that gifting out. That what God has put into that child, to bring that out. And for that we need God. Because that's something we can't do by ourselves. But also that's why we're in a church, in a community of believers. Because it's also a place where we say we need each other to help, to be able to do that. So it's a place where we ask the rest of the congregation to help us in raising our children in the ways of God, so that God can be honored through their lives. So this morning what we're going to do is we're going to dedicate John Francois to the Lord. I just want to mention his name, the meaning of it. John, meaning sign of God's grace and mercy. There's a scripture for that in 2 Peter 3 verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. And then also Francois, which is meaning representative of freedom in Jesus. It means free man. A scripture for that in Galatians 5 verse 1. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So just before we're going to, we're first going to have the parents do a declaration to the Lord. And then after that we will pray and lay hands on you guys. On the board.
We as parents acknowledge and thank God for this precious gift he has entrusted to us. Before God and his people, we hereby dedicate our child to the Lord. We commit ourselves with God's help in partnership with the church to bring up our child in love and instruction of the Lord. By the word and example, we promise to teach our child the word of God with patience and love.
We will build the character of Christ in the joy of the Lord in their lives.
We will protect them from worldly claims upon their lives and make it our regular prayer that by God's grace our children may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers.
It looks like John Francois is going to be a evangelist, because I see he's keep on going for the mic and he's already anointing the brothers. Yeah, so just before we pray for you, your mother has sent us a clip that she wanted us to play this morning in church, so you can just put it on in the back, please. Just a blessing over your child. Isn't it? We just want to pray for you guys. If the congregation, if you can just point your hands out to them, please. Altijd een voorrecht om mijn oma en opa te Reinald zijn ouders nie, in die land nie. Thank you, Father, for this family. Thank you, Father, that you have chosen these parents for these three children. Thank you, Father, for what you have put into them. Here, ons wil net vir hulle kom opdra aan u. En ons wil vra, Vader, dat u lig altyd sal sigbaar wees binne in elke een van hulle. En veral ook so in John Francois. Here, ons wil kom vra, Vader, dat u vir hom sal seën. U seën sal rus op sy lewe en sal sigbaar wees op sy lewe. Vader, dit wat u gekies het vir hom, toe u hom geskaap het, toe u hom aan mekaar gesit het, Vader, ons kom roep dit in sy lewe in die naam van Jesus Christus. Vader, ons kom verklaar net vanoggend dat dit wat u wil is, dit wat u planne is vir sy lewe, dit sal tot werklikheid kom, Vader. Ons kom roep dit in die naam van Jesus Christus. Vader, enige vloeke wat daar mag wees oor hom of oor hierdie familie, kom breek ons nou af in hierdie oomblik, in die naam van Jesus Christus, as gevolg van die bloed van Jesus. Dankie Vader, dat ons kan verklaar, dat hulle is vry, en dat hulle die vryheid het, om vir u te dien, dat hulle die vryheid het, om 'n oop verhouding met u te hê. Dankie dat ons kan kom verklaar vanoggend Vader, dat daar niks is wat kan staan, tussen hulle en u nie, maar dat daar oop verhouding is tussen hulle. Here, dankie dat u hierdie twee ouers gekies het, om hierdie drie kinders groot te maak. Dankie Here dat u vir hulle gee alles wat hulle nodig het om hierdie taak te kan uitvoer in die naam van Jesus Christus.
Yes Lord, it's such a miracle. Every little baby is such a miracle. And we just say thank you for this miracle. Lord, I pray that you will bless them with all the wisdom, discernment, knowledge, patience, love, grace, everything that they need to raise this little child to become what you want him to be, Lord. That they will give him enough rope to be who he should be, but also keep a hand on that rope, Lord, to keep him where you want him to be. And we just say thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.